This is a featured UK Talk Radio top business.
Hello and welcome to the studios of UK Talk Radio. I'm Jeff Carter. Today I'm talking to Kruti from BU Counselling. We're talking about anxiety and stress. We're going to find out what the difference between the two is. Kruti is also going to give you some fabulous tips, some strategies which will help you. And if you'd like further information, you can see Kruti on a more one-to-one specific basis. So Kruti, first of all, anxiety and stress. What is the difference between the two?
Well, stress and anxiety are associated as the same because we normally go through the same chemical reaction in our bodies. But the feelings that are associated with both of these are very different, actually. So stress is what we experience in our day-to-day lives and is associated with frustration and nervousness and is usually to do with our surroundings or a situation. From my experience, I have often found that it is people finding it difficult to cope with a change of some sort, whether it be work, family life, weddings, or some other sort of change. Whereas anxiety often comes from a place of fear, uneasiness, or worry. This feeling can often come on at any time and for no particular reason, and the fear can be deep-rooted, so sometimes the fear can be identifiable, and other times the fear cannot be identifiable at all.
And you mentioned there a chemical reaction, so could you explain a little bit more about that reaction?
So this is where our body makes us hyper alert by giving us a boost of adrenaline that would increase the heart rate and boost the amount of oxygen going to our limbs, so we are better able to fight or run from the danger. So we know it as the fight or flight response. Now, back in the caveman days, we really relied on this response because we needed that surge of energy to either fight the danger or run away from the danger, which would lower the hyper-alert state. However, in this modern age society, our bodies have not yet evolved with the society that we live in today because there is no immediate threat to us, and therefore we don't really need that fight and flight mode. We tend to stay in that constant state of hyper alert with no way of bringing us down from it, which causes us anxiety or stress. So in the modern age day, we need to learn strategies that will help bring us down from that constant hyper alert.
So we're talking about a time when obviously we were quite clear that the danger had gone, whereas now in our daily lives, computers, things like that, people can get frustrated and there's almost no sign the danger is finished. So that makes sense. So obviously somebody comes to you in the counselling room, they want to have some strategies for anxiety and stress, and I know you have those. So what sort of things might you suggest?
Well, because the feelings of stress and anxiety are different, I would treat them very differently. With stress, my first question to people that come into my practice is, when have you had a holiday? Because a lot of people, a lot of the time, have a number of things going on, and in our lives, we forget to self-care. So with stress, we look at implementing self-care strategies. Now, this doesn't mean book yourself a holiday every week or every month even, because that could get very expensive and it's not sustainable. It means simple things like having lunch away from your desk, taking time, like 30 minutes a day, for yourself, where you spend time for yourself, not your kids, partner, or anyone else. For some people, this may sound really daunting, so we might even start smaller and then build up, but people are always amazed at how much impact this has on their well-being. This also doesn't mean that if you enjoy family time that you lock yourself away in your room where you hate being by yourself and call it self-care. Self-care is about doing something that you love. So for example, for me, I love spending time with my family. So self-care is getting all my work done in the weekday, and the weekend comes and I give all my time to my family. That's a part of my self-care and my way of de-stressing. So I work with my clients to find what suits them and what makes them feel comfortable. With anxiety, because it is a fear and something that is identifiable, the first thing that I ask clients to do is to get them to record their feelings and what happens every time they feel anxious, as this can help them become more aware of their triggers, recording what happens, what exactly takes place, and the symptoms that has taken place. How it has been brought on can help the clients to understand how to cope with the anxiety in the future. Once they get to know and understand the triggers a bit better, they are then more able to take control of the situation and be able to handle their anxiety better.
And I like that. That's a fantastic expression, self-caring, you know, because often we seem to kind of be thinking about other people and we don't have enough time for ourselves. So some fantastic strategies there. So if we found that a family member or a friend is suffering from stress or anxiety, could you give us some tips and some ways in which we might be able to support them?
Yeah, of course. If a family or friend is appearing stressed or anxious, it is possible that you are likely to see the signs even before they do. And therefore, it is worth sitting down with them and maybe talking to them in a calm voice and redirecting them somehow with a professional. Some of the signs may be irritability, depression, short-tempered, unmotivated, or even unwillingness to engage. Sometimes, if you don't point it out to them, they may be left unaware as to just how stressed and anxious they actually are feeling.
And do you find that for many people, the hardest step is to just approach a counsellor such as yourself? Do sometimes people shrink the thing down and say, well, it's not that bad after all? Is the most difficult step to actually make a phone call and see a counsellor in the first place?
Yeah, because people are scared. People are think that counsellors are big scary people, and actually we're not. We're just there to help, and sometimes that's why I offer the 30 minutes free, no obligation session, so that people can come and talk to me and just have a chat.
It's better to get support. It's no good going on alone and thinking, well, actually, this is going to change, because if we've been living with stress and anxiety for all those years, it quite clearly will not change because my solution has not worked.
Exactly. And sometimes just, you know, to get those strategies into place, sometimes it can be simple things like having lunch away from your desk. It's those strategies that you might not have even thought of, and to have somebody else to offer it to you and to have them implemented can be a great help.
So some fantastic tips there, and obviously using your experience. So thank you, Kruti, for the advice, the help. For anybody who would like to do a 30-minute trial, what's the next stage now?
They can look at my website. It's www.beucounsellingservice.com, and they can email me on the Contact Me page, or they can just phone me. My phone number is on my website as well. Just ring me and book an appointment with me.
Perfect. Thank you, Kruti, for popping in. Thank you.
Thank you.
On UK Talk Radio today, we've been talking to Kruti, and we've been talking about anxiety and stress, and we've given you some tips. Don't forget, if you'd like a more in-depth session, a one-to-one, which will focus on your problems and then finding solutions and answers so that you can move forward, don't forget to contact Kruti.
This is a featured UK Talk Radio top business.